بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث الثاني عن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما يرويه عن ربه جل وعلا قال: إذا تقرب العبد إلي شبرا تقربت إليه ذراعا، وإذا تقرب إلي ذراعا تقربت منه باعا، وإذا أتاني يمشي أتيته هرولة، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام، ورواه البخاري. After completing the first hadith of the chapter, in which there were great lessons for us, may Allah let us learn those lessons and follow accordingly and realize the great importance of nafil ibadat as well. Then this is the second hadith now, which Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from that which he narrates from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This is called a hadith Qudsi, a hadith in which what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrates, but it is from Allah ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala speaks in it. Like the Quran Sharif, the whole Quran Sharif is from Allah ta'ala. But this has come as on the tongue of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as a hadith, but the speaker of this is Allah Ta'ala. It is called a hadith al-Qudsi. It is on the tongue of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, but it is the words of Allah Ta'ala which Allah is speaking. In it, Nabi Allah Ta'ala says, إِذَا تَقَرَّبَ الْعَبْدُ إِلَيَّ شِبْرًا. When any of my servants, any bondsman, comes closer to me a hand span. When we go inclined towards Allah Ta'ala, تَقَرَّبْتُ إِلَيْهِ ذِرَاعًا. I go an arm's length to him. He came one hand span to me, and I go an arm's length towards him. وَإِذَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ ذِرَاعًا تَقَرَّبْتُ مِنْهُ بَاعًا. And if he comes to me an arm's length, I go to him by two arm's length. وَإِذَا أَتَانِي يَمْشِي أَتَيْتُهُ هَرْوَلَةً. And when he comes to me walking, I go running towards him. Of course, it is quite clear, we all do understand and know that Allah Ta'ala is above the qualities of walking and running. Allah is not a human being like us. Allah is above that. This is to show to us that how much Allah Ta'ala comes to a banda when he goes to Allah Ta'ala. And normally that will be under different circumstances. One is when a person is in difficulty and problems, and he turns to Allah Ta'ala. He should have no fear but that Allah is there to help him. And more than he can go to Allah, Allah is coming to him. And in there is an indication that more than what we turn to asbab, the means for the solution of our problem. Haram means are out of the question. But even halal means more than that, we should turn towards Allah Ta'ala. Allah is the one who is ever ready. More than what we can go to Allah, Allah is coming towards us. The other application of this is that when a person has wronged himself, committed gunas, especially when he has reached a level that he feels is at a point of no return, he has committed the worst of gunas, and he feels that I'm a complete write-off. By Allah, that is not the case at all. Even a person who is right in the gutters, a person who is down and out, all he has to do is to turn to Allah. And a little bit he will turn to Allah, Allah will come greatly towards him. So much so, it is narrated, a person for 100 years who was worshipping his idols and saying all the time, Ya Sanam, Ya Sanam, oh my idol, do this for me, do that for me. One day, while feeling a bit sleepy, instead of Sanam, he said, Ya Samad. He took the name of Allah. Immediately Allah said, I'm here, my banda. What is it you want from me?
So Allah is so close and Allah is ready to help every person. Even a person who was worshipping the idol for 100 years, Allah is there for him also. A person who commits the worst guna, and the world can turn against him, and the world can give up on him, his family, his friends, his community, all he has to do is to turn to Allah. And Allah's help will be forthcoming right there. So there is great encouragement for us that we should turn to Allah Ta'ala. Any problem we have, any difficulty, more than we go to asbab, to the means. If it's a medical problem, more than we take medical aid, help, assistance, hospitals, doctors. If it's a legal problem, more than what we go to lawyers and ask people for advice. Financial problems, more than what we ask somebody for a loan, or are taking a loan from the bank out of the question. Anything like that, more we should turn to Allah Ta'ala. And if it is any, we brought ourselves to the lowest position, and we feel there is nobody who can help us, just a matter of turning to Allah Ta'ala. So this is what a person, and that will be the mujahada. At that time, shaitan and nafs will put him to go more towards evil, that I've committed the worst sins, there is no chance for me. Shaitan and nafs will put him down. We are facing big problems, medical problems, health problems, financial problems, and we think there is nobody, and shaitan will also put it, nafs will put it, that now there is no hope for you, there is no light at the end of the tunnel. All we have to do is realize who our Allah is, how merciful, how kind Allah is, and just turn to him, and his help is there for us at all times. May Allah give us to understand how merciful, how kind Allah Ta'ala is. That even for an idol worshipper, he just turns once to Allah, Allah is there for him. So why won't Allah help an ummati of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? All we have to do is to turn in sincerity to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.